Good morning and welcome to FactSet's Market Preview. Today is Thursday, April 4th, 2024, and information provided is up to date as of 5 a.m. Eastern Time. The market is currently looking at a higher open, with S&P futures pointing up 0.3%. This follows Asian markets closing mixed, and European markets largely higher in early trading. The 10-year is up 2 basis points, yielding 4.37%. The dollar is softer against the euro and pound, flat against the yen. Gold and oil are down slightly, with industrial metals higher, and cryptocurrencies are mixed. Equity markets have taken encouragement from comments from Fed Chair Powell, who said on Wednesday if the economy evolves as expected, then it's likely appropriate to begin cutting rates at some point this year. The comments are in line with previous remarks. Rates have continued to back up as investors reevaluate the rate backdrop. However, the strength in commodities may undermine the disinflation narrative if sustained. Fed funds still favor a June cut. Yesterday's Eurozone inflation update also reinforced expectations for the first ECB move in June and no change in BOE rate expectations. Attention now centers on March U.S. non-farm payrolls on Friday, with the data taking on added importance in terms of shaping rate expectations. Treasury Secretary Yellen arrives in China for bilateral meetings, where she will press her counterparts on unfair trade practices and industrial overcapacity. On the data front, we had Australian February building approvals below consensus and in negative territory, New Zealand February building permits above prior month, and Switzerland March CPI above the prior reading. Due up on today's U.S. economic calendar, we have March Challenger job cuts, weekly initial jobless claims and continuing claims, February trade balance, and weekly EIA natural gas inventories. In corporate news, Konica Minolta is trading higher after it announced it will implement structural reforms, cut jobs, and record some 20 billion yen in expenses in FY24. And Volvo is also trading up after it reported sales up 25% year-on-year in March, reaching an all-time high for global sales in a single month. The company also said its new fully electric small SUV contributed to March sales growth, as well as strong sales performance in Europe and the U.S. On today's earnings calendar, we have Conagra Brands and Lamb Weston Holdings due to post their results before the open. Asian equities ended mixed again on Thursday. Gains for Japan's benchmarks as well as in Australia, but both finished off their highs. Treasury Secretary Yellen arrives in China today for bilateral meetings, where she will press her counterparts on unfair trade practices and industrial overcapacity. The visit occurs against the backdrop of Biden administration actions that has the raised ire of Chinese officials and prompted a rebuke by Xi in his call with Biden this week. However, the Biden administration is signaling its intent to proceed with efforts to protect domestic industries, such as clean energy, amid claims China is flooding overseas markets with clean energy goods. European markets have opened broadly higher with the Euro stocks, FTSE 100, French CAC, and German DAX all trading up. The Financial Times reports the divergence between the U.S. and European inflation paths and economic performance is seen as justifying earlier policy easing from ECB. Central bank policy divergence may soon become the main driver in global macro and FX. Quicker disinflation and weaker economic performance in Europe are seen as justifying policy easing, while Fed Chair Powell reminded investors on Wednesday that stronger U.S. inflation and economic resilience allow the Fed to be more patient. This has worried ECB hawks, which suggest cutting before the Fed could spike inflation, given weaker euro and U.S. dollar on widening real yield spreads. The latest U.K. election poll by YouGov points to a Labour majority similar to the 1997 election that saw former leader Tony Blair come to power. The analysis, which uses multi-level regression and post-stratification method, and a reliable indicator of the last election, showed Labour with a vast seat majority on the Conservatives. It indicates current Conservative PM Sunak is heading for a worse defeat than inflicted on John Major in 1997. Thank you for joining us for the U.S. Market Preview for Thursday, April 4th, 2024. You can continue to follow today's news in real time with FactSet.